everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name's Kyle, and it's Friday again. That means it's show time, and that means I'm doing a show. Aren't you so excited? These shows have been so exciting lately. All the special guest stars like Bames and Eris and Fleenus. Speaking of Fleenus, I heard Fleenus stepping out on us. Just today, I was listening to a podcast called Reckless Media Radio, and Fleenus called in, and he didn't say his name, but I knew it was him. I could tell by his goofy snorts and his fluffy little chicken head voice. Fleenus is stepping out on us. I don't know how I feel about that. Betrayed, I think, is how I feel about that. So guys, guess what? I had a really fun week. I got in a car accident. It's the first time I've ever really been in a car accident. I got an airbag to the face. It was pretty cool. I was wearing my sunglasses at the time, and the airbag hit me in the face. And then I guess it broke my sunglasses because I eventually found them on the floor of the car in three pieces. I didn't even realize I wasn't wearing them anymore at first. So that was interesting. I don't know. I've never actually been in a car accident before, and I don't. It was weird because I wasn't driving. Obviously, I've sworn off vehicles, but the person who was driving was sort of panicking, and rightfully so. I mean, you're in a smashed car in the middle of the road, but I didn't really react. Like I felt like I was supposed to panic or freak out or something, but I just like. If there was nothing that needed to be done immediately, I think I would have just laughed it off and walked away, which is weird. But instead, because the driver was kind of panicking a little bit, just a little bit, and the driver of the other car got out and walked over to our window to make sure we were okay, and she was talking to him. She handed me the phone, and I also got to talk to the 911 operator for the first time. So a couple of firsts this week for me. Car accident and talking to a 911 operator. That was fun. I'm fine, by the way. I think we're both fine, although she's apparently kind of sore. I'm just totally fine. Doesn't seem fair. But, yeah, so I got in a car accident this week. What else did I do this week? Oh, I found out that I've mentioned before on the show that my work, everybody has health insurance through my work, and it's, this stupid plan where, like, they pay for the insurance, but it's got a high deductible, and you get a health savings account along with it. And so the only money I have to spend is just goes into this health savings account, which I've never used because I've never used my health insurance. And then when the news of Obamacare came out, my employers decided to instate this wellness program thing where... they test us, and if we don't meet a certain criteria health-wise, then they won't pay for our health insurance anymore, which is perfect timing. They try to make it sound like what they're trying to do is incentivize health, which they kind of are, but it's not really what they're doing. What they're doing is, we have to have health insurance now, so now's the perfect time for them to stop paying for it. So they won't pay for it if we don't meet these certain wellness program standards. So I knew about that. And I knew if I didn't meet the standards by the time that it comes up, I'd have to pay for my own health insurance, which sucks. But it's also kind of normal. Whatever. What are you going to do? Well, they made another new change. So now everyone who has health insurance through the company has to pay for it. And if you don't meet the wellness program standards, you have to pay extra for it, which is pretty cool of them. They gave some weird excuse about like, times are tough and that darn Obamacare or whatever, but really they're just taking this opportunity. We all have to have healthcare now, so fuck us. They don't need to pay for it anymore. Why would they? It's not, there's no need to, because we have to have it anyway. We might as well have it through our employer. They can stop paying for it and we will start. We'll pick up the tab. They can save some money. So that's cool. That means if I don't pass these wellness program standards, I'm going to be paying $125 a month for health insurance. I don't know what's normal to pay for health insurance. Maybe that's cheap, but it's $125 a month I can't fucking afford.
So that's cool. What else is going on? SpaghettiOs. Do you hear about SpaghettiOs? I guess SpaghettiOs tweeted a picture of their mascot holding an American flag to remember Pearl Harbor, and a bunch of people went mad because they thought it was tasteless or tacky or something. Fuck you, and fuck everybody involved in Pearl Harbor. They were all faggots, and I'm glad they're dead. Let's see, what else? Oh, that lesbot that lesbot who was a waitress, and she faked a receipt where somebody was telling her they didn't like her lifestyle and so they couldn't tip her. Turned out she was a liar, and they did tip her, and she was just trying to make up a scandal so she could get money. She's lost her job. Ha ha. Fatty man looking lesbo. So that's good. What else? I don't know what else. I've been watching the Gilmores still. Anybody want to call in and talk to me? I'm in a downward spiral for sure now. I spent the whole day at work today fantasizing about yelling at my bosses. Which was awesome. And the whole time I was trying to go to sleep last night was me fantasizing about yelling at my bosses too. Which is dumb because it's not their fault, the things I want to yell at them about. Oh, there's Bames. Bames, how you doing?
I fantasize about that too.
Yelling at your boss? Or yeah. My bosses?
Yeah. Yelling at my boss. It would be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool. Wouldn't it feel awesome to just bitch out your boss?
That's what I might do if I ever got really mad and quit, you know?
I got to find a way to convince him to give me more money, but I don't know how to do it. And I don't have any other prospects either. It's not like I can leave and go somewhere else. Like, I don't know what else I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just paid my rent on Wednesday, and I didn't even pay all of it because I didn't have the money.
Damn.
And technically, I didn't have the money to pay what I did pay. That was a loan, like a payday loan, cash advance thing. And I haven't paid my electric bill since, I think, 2 months ago. So they're going to start yelling at me about wanting to shut me down soon. I haven't paid my heating bill either, although that one should be easier to pay because that one's usually cheap. But now that it's becoming winter, it's going to be less cheap.
Yeah. So you're talking about paying your rent, but I found a bunch of cool pictures of SpaghettiOs cans.
Yeah.
Posted by the SpaghettiOs Twitter. Do you eat your SpaghettiOs cold? You are not alone, friends. I posted that one in the chat.
Oh, nice.
It's just a picture of an open SpaghettiOs can with a spoon next to it, and I know you do that.
I have done that. I haven't done it in a while, but I have done that.
And the other one is, it says, cheeseburger O's and fries, instant American classic. Have you tried new cheeseburger O's yet? It's a plate with some fries on it and a pickle spear and then just a closed, unopened can of cheeseburger O's on it.
I could see if you really wanted to get, have a nice white trash night in, getting a plate of steak fries and smothering that shit in cheeseburger O's.
I like to imagine somebody taking out a fork and knife and cutting open the can of cheeseburger O's and eating it.
Bames, that's ridiculous. Nobody slices cans like that. How dare you? How
Pearl dare Harbor.
You? Did you see that thing I was talking about?
Yeah, I favorited and retweeted it, and then it was deleted, but I took a screen cap of it.
Yeah, I guess it was deleted because people were outraged by it, but I don't fucking get it. I don't even... usually I can figure out what it is that people are upset about. And in this case, I really can't put myself in their shoes at all. So the SpaghettiO is patriotic and that's somehow offensive? You hate SpaghettiOs that much? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's funny that they're remembering something that is considered a tragedy with this, spaghetti man licking his lips.
I don't think the point was...
I mean, I was not outraged at all.
No, I know.
I just thought it was great.
The SpaghettiOs always got his tongue out. That's just what he does. I think the point was, go America. I don't think the point was Pearl Harbor is delicious. but fuck them. I'm glad they died. You hear that, old people? All the old people listening?
I'm glad all your friends are dead. I hope they all die before you, so you have to sit around remembering them.
Oof.
I hate olds.
Yeah. I love, on the other hand, companies who post weird things on their Twitter feeds. Like, I think there's also a Totino's one that is gender rolls with, like, crossed out font. And then it says pizza rolls underneath it.
That's, man, if that was what feminism was all about, I'd be down.
Yeah.
Let's replace gender roles with pizza rolls, okay?
Yeah.
Every time you feel like telling a girl that she shouldn't wear pants, just eat
Instead
some pizza
eat
rolls.
Like three pizza rolls.
Yeah, yeah. And call me in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Bames, this feminism stuff has got to stop.
Is this going into Mighty Number 9?
No, what happened with Mighty Number 9?
Did you hear about that? Oh, I didn't hear about it.
Did they hire? They hired like a community manager. That's a
feminist? Hired like a community manager, and she drew. She apparently can only draw one face, and it's a self insert. That's just an extraneous thing. But she drew that one face on Beck and gave him like a ponytail or something. I don't have the actual image in front of me, and people got like apparently really weirdly mad and thought that maybe they were going to change the design or something, and people started pulling their Mighty Number 9 things.
They're
and
like,
I don't
what
they're like donations. They're
can you
backing.
Do that after the fact?
I don't even know, but apparently they tried.
I didn't think you could.
Yeah.
Where is this stuff showing up? Is it there's no I in community? There's a post on the website.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I see this horrible looking.
It's
drawing.
Awful, but like. I don't know. If that's all she did, then I am kind of like really weirded out by
God.
The reaction.
That is an awful picture. All I know, I forget where I heard it. It might have been the Dismal Jesters or something. I heard some, just like a sentence about how they hired a community manager and she was a feminist. But I don't know like what that meant. Did she just say, hey, everybody?
Oh,
I'm
and
the
they,
new-
they searched her Twitter feed and they found that she had linked to an Anita Sarkeesian video.
Oh, well,
maybe that's it.
It's funny to me that she would get on board with Mighty Number 9, because Mighty Number 9, to my knowledge, features one female character. Well, I guess there's a female boss, but it features one female character, and she's going to be entirely a support role. The only reason she's got she's got a playable role, I guess, but only because it was a stretch goal because people demanded it, and it's just going to be like a multiplayer thing. Like, it's not progressive in any way. it's not feminist in any way. So it's funny to me if she somehow came on board and then started spouting off about feminism, but it doesn't sound like that's what happened. It sounds like she has some feminist views and they dug it up. But I don't know, because I haven't read this article. I've been ignoring Mighty Number 9 because I don't like the... I got my login and everything for the new website, and I went there a couple days in a row, and it was just mind-numbing garbage posts one after another, and I just stopped going.
Mega Man fans, you know?
Yeah. But that picture is legitimately awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. And apparently, like, that's the face that she draws.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking dope... Let me see. I want to read this. Mighty Becker's G'day. Figured out our update schedule yet? Take a look back at our last few posts. That's right. For the foreseeable future, we plan to check in at least 3 times a month, right around the 9th, 19th, and 29th. Ha, we update our days with nines in them. We're so
nine,
cute.
9999.
Fuck you guys. Oh, I'm getting a phone call from a number. Hello?
Hey, CG Lover calling in.
Hey, CG Lover. How are you today?
Good. Y'all talking about that old sexism in the video games industry?
Kinda. Right now we're talking about this new community manager for Mighty Number 9. I don't know anything about it. Do you know anything about it? Can you fill me in or no?
No, I don't know anything. I just got your link. The picture is indeed. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty
Those
awful.
Eyes.
I read ahead in this article and she loves Final Fantasy VIII, so maybe that's what they were getting mad about.
Oh, what a bitch.
Well, I know nothing about Final Fantasy VIII.
Gunblades are for faggots!
All right.
She's a Final Fantasy VIII hardliner.
The fuck does that mean?
Actually,
I don't even know.
I think I was planning on calling in, but you mentioned the whole feminism thing again, and I don't mean to start a
My
whole
fingers
thing.
Just
but
hit
I listened
the buttons.
To... All right, what do you got? What did you want to say?
No, just I listened to the podcast from last week, and I heard the discussion about it, and I'm not totally on board with everything you said, but I understand,
what
you were saying.
What are you not on board with?
Well, you mentioned how you don't like the idea that these creators, if you're making any changes to what they do, it's creatively stifling or you're, but I don't really think most of these decisions that probably a lot of the women think are sexist aren't probably done for creative reasons, more like marketing reasons.
Okay.
And, honestly, you're just going to keep marketing it to a bunch of guys over and over and over. Of course, that might be working for now. And I mean, hey, if they want to, keep putting off the women and say that we're still making enough money, then, they can do that. But I don't think you're going to get any female gamers that way. And I think that's what the women are upset about.
Okay, here's my issue with that line of reasoning. Why do we need female gamers?
Well, I guess it's just the general notion of equality. I don't know how many females want to become female gamers, but they're like, well, I'm not sure I want to be a female gamer. If these are the kind of games I have to play, I'm not that well versed on the subject.
We don't need equality in the strictest possible sense. Like, we don't need women working on oil rigs. If they want to and they can, great, but we don't need them there. What we need to do is not prevent them from going there. What we need to do is not prevent video games from being made that have women in them, or whatever it is that the various factions of this whole equality war want. What we need is to not prevent that from happening. And nobody is preventing that from happening except the people in creative control, whether that be the creatives themselves or the companies, like the higher ups. But it's not a government thing. There's no rules. If you want to make a game, it's super easy these days to make an indie game compared to what it ever was before. If you want to make a game like that, there's nothing stopping you. What we don't need to do is force it.
I'm sorry, what, Bames?
Bames.
No, I was laughing. Not at you guys. I found a picture of a spoon of, like, I think there are alphabet SpaghettiOs, and it says "We can't stop" in it. And it's supposed to be like a thing about Miley Cyrus, "Can't Stop" or something, but it sounds like somebody who is horribly addicted.
Somebody stop us.
We can't stop.
We can't stop. Somebody stop us.
Wait, is that like a SpaghettiOs official tweet
or
something?
Yes, it is from the official SpaghettiOs Twitter.
We started with
O's. I imagine they wouldn't want to be associated with her anymore.
If you could fill an entire bathtub with SpaghettiOs and jump in, what kind would you use? And here is a picture of an actual bathtub filled to the brim with classic SpaghettiOs.
That's great, because the question should be, if you could fill an entire bathtub with SpaghettiOs, would you? Not what kind. They just assume that you would. Like, it's a given that you would do that if you could. But what kind? We started
O's
with
on
the
toast.
O's, and we can't
Yay
be stopped.
Or nay, some of our biggest fans swear by it, and here is meatball SpaghettiOs on what appears to actually be an untoasted slice of wheat bread.
Well, delish.
Mm. Well, okay then.
You've totally derailed our feminism debate, Bames.
Well, now hold on. This
sexism in the SpaghettiOs industry.
This CMC and I don't know. I'm not gonna spell
Music
his
Factory.
Name. I don't know how this person says it. I've never actually seen them in the chat. I'm not saying change everything. I'm just saying I don't think it's I kind of understand that why people might be upset that they like you said, people can make indie games, but what about like the big title games?
What,
like,
about them?
Well, I mean, do they all need to be catered to mostly male gamers?
No, they don't.
Okay,
but
and
they don't.
I mean,
they don't need to be anything. That's
well,
the problem.
I'm not saying that they. I know technically they don't, but like I said, this is mostly this is pretty much only a marketing thing that, the big companies, they don't want to lose any money, don't want to take any risks. so they cater games to people they know are going to buy them, and then it creates that circle you were talking about last week, this cycle. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, and you said it's a chicken and the egg thing, honestly, I don't even think it matters. All I know is that circle's never going to be, it's never going to be broken if somebody doesn't do something.
I
can understand why people are upset about that.
I added Don Shule to the call as well, and I'm going to stop it at 3. Don, what's up?
I heard you guys talking about sexism.
You love it, right?
I hate women, I tell you what.
Yep, Don Shule hates women.
Everything should just be a wiener party.
Yep. Don, did you have something specific you wanted to call in to say, or did you just want to be part of this conversation?
I saw you were talking about Nita Sarkeesian in the chat.
I wasn't talking about her.
I became interested because I do put my SpaghettiOs on a piece of unlemoned bread.
Unlemoned?
Yes. Unlemoned bread.
Lemonless bread. Mmm, delish. You know, most people like their bread with lemon. Not me, man. Not me. No, we weren't talking about, I guess they were. They mentioned her in the chat. I wasn't talking about Anita. Anita.
Well, truthfully, I don't know enough about her to feel like I can comment. I never really watched her videos, except for what you actually played during that show way back.
The thing that really annoys me about all of this is that everybody speaks in these terms of need, like what we need to do and what needs to happen and what's wrong with the games industry. There's nothing wrong with the games industry, and we don't need to do anything. That's what I have a problem with. If somebody wants to make a game with whatever garbage you wish was in games, great. If somebody wants to make a game that's about raping schoolgirls in a subway or something, I don't give a fuck. Great. Do it. If you don't like that game, cool. But if you want to use it as some kind of platform to spout off about what's wrong with society, I think you're an asshole.
What you're saying, I get what you're saying. Anybody can make a game. I just imagine that it'll be hard for that game, you know, starting out as an indie game. There's a shit ton of indie games out there. Not a lot of them actually get a lot of attention.
Why should it get more attention? Why should it get more attention than it warrants on its own merit?
Well, it's just the idea that there probably wouldn't be a whole lot of people working on that game. And I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, we want one of the big companies that make the big top tier games.
To make something
that's BS.
That they like.
You're arguing against your own point.
If you want big companies to make games with female characters in them, just support games with female characters in them.
Well, I didn't say that's what I want to necessarily. I'm just saying I kind of understand where
I'm not saying from. You, CG lover. I'm saying you in the general sense. Jesus Christ.
You're arguing against your own point. Okay. You're saying you don't think it's like fair or whatever that they all be indie games because not a lot of people would want to make those games and not a lot of people would find them because it's an indie game, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have all the marketing behind it and everything. But if nobody wants to make it and nobody wants to play it, then why are we saying it should be made?
I think the idea is that there's a potential audience that feels like they don't want to get into gaming until they see something that's more for them.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't think it's that true either.
Look, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't understand all the people who complain because why complain if you're not a potential gamer or at least a gamer?
I don't think.
I
don't think potential gamer is a thing that exists.
I don't think there are people who want to be playing video games, but they're like, eh, there are too many boys, though. Like,
gross.
I just don't. And I know I'm oversimplifying the argument, but I really don't think that there are all these women who are like, God damn it, I would love to play video games, but they're so fucking sexist. And if there are, they're idiots. I just don't care. Like, it's not a statement when a person makes a game starring a dude or a film starring a dude or a book starring a dude. Like, I was listening to, are you guys familiar at all with the Hopcast?
I no. know what that is, but
hey, are you familiar at all with Hey Ash, What You Playing? Yes, no?
I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay, well, Anthony Birch is a dude who used to work for Destructoid. He's like a video games journalist. Now he works for Gearbox, and he wrote the story for Borderlands 2. his sister, Ashley Birch, and him used to do the, well, they still do these videos called Hey Ash, What You Playing? They're kind of about video games. They're sort of funny. She now does all kinds of stupid bullshit. Both of them do all kinds of stupid bullshit. And they have this podcast they do very, very infrequently called Hopcast. Hop is H-A-W-P. Hey Ash, what you playing? Blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a fuck. But I listened to an episode today because it popped up in my Twitter feed that they put one out. And it was largely about feminism. And they were saying some ridiculous shit about how women are 50% of the population. So logically, you would expect the representation of women in video games to be 50%. But it's nowhere near that. It doesn't follow. It doesn't follow that because they make up 50% of the population, that 50% of the characters in video games would be women. But that's the kind of shit people think. It doesn't follow because I don't like the generalization of it. Like, they try to take it as this kind of gestalt, this whole, this nebulous thing, and look at it as societal trends, and that, like, that somehow means something, but it doesn't. It's all individuals making decisions, creating characters. Like, if you're writing a book and you decide to make the main character a dude, you could have done that for any number of reasons. Maybe it's because you're a dude and you aren't comfortable writing from a female perspective yet, or maybe it's because you're a dude and you could write from a female perspective, but for some reason this idea you had just started, dude. It doesn't fucking matter. Maybe you're a woman and you want to write a dude because you want to try that. It doesn't matter. They're all individuals making decisions. It's not society getting in your head and going, you got to make this book about a dude. And it's the same thing with video games or movies or anything else. If something doesn't pass the Bechdel test, it doesn't mean anything about what society thinks about women. All it means is whoever wrote that story wrote it that way.
All right. I mean, I think, yeah, you definitely have a point. Here's something that just came to mind. I just want to get your opinion on this. I'm not making a statement about it either way. Just say Mass Effect, for example. You know, you can play as either a man or a woman in that game, but it does just happen to be a fact that in all marketing for the game, they only ever show the male Shepard and not the female Shepard.
No, the female Shepard is on the cover of the game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some of them, at least.
Well,
that's just what I heard.
Even just assuming
the marketing is geared towards the male.
Even just assuming that you're right, and that in all the marketing materials, it's always the male Shepard. Who gives a fuck? Why does it matter? Like, are women walking by the shelves at the video game store and seeing the male Shepard and going, oh, like, what? Do they think that we're putting in the heads of little boys that women suck because she's not on the cover of the game? What is the point? What's the problem?
I feel like I might know what he's trying to get at. Like, there are instances in which things have been somewhat creatively stifled because people want to, like, you know, focus testing, stuff like that. People want to appeal,
sure,
to certain audiences. I get that, but I also, yeah, it's not actually influencing anything.
But that's not that. If the issue was the development.
CG Lover, you're using that point, which I might be misinterpreting anyway. But if I'm interpreting it correctly, you're using it for the wrong argument.
Well, if the issue was that they...
Look, I made a mistake. I said right before, look, I wasn't making a statement either way. I just wanted his opinion on it, okay?
If the issue was that the developer, like the creative people at the company, wanted to put female Shepard on a bunch of stuff, maybe they wanted to put them side by side to be equal. I don't, whatever. If that was the issue, and then the higher ups at the company said, no, we got to make it a dude because dudes sell and chicks don't. Well, then that's kind of a problem, but it's a problem for those creatives. It sucks for them that they're being stifled. And it's potentially, if that's not the only thing that's going down, it's potentially making for an inferior product because they had this vision and then the higher ups are stomping all over it and saying, no, we got to bland it up and make it appeal to the largest possible audience. That I understand, but that's not an issue of sexism. Not even
well,
on
that's
the
kind
part.
Of, yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at to begin with.
That, well, like most people I know that play video games, even some people that don't, like they generally don't care if it's a male or female in the case. Like I've gone to GameStops and walked past like game stores that will have like Mass Effect 3 with the male and the female on the cover, and they usually don't notice the gender. They're just like, oh, that's the armor and the sword and the name of the game. They generally don't see gender.
I'm fine with that.
I'm the same way.
My whole point...
I don't judge a game by the gender of the character. That's the main character.
I judge them by their race.
My whole point is that it doesn't matter. And none of it matters. The world isn't burning down around us. Nobody's being oppressed. None of it matters. If you are a person who does care about the gender of your character, if you're somebody who insists on playing only games that star dudes or only games that star women, whatever, that's your business. Where it starts to bug me is when you try to take your personal taste, like, I don't like Gears of War because it's all muscle-bound meathead dudes, and I think there should be more sensitive lesbians, lesbian gardeners in the game. I don't know. Whatever your thing is, if you try to then take that and make it a societal issue where you're condemning society and saying, no, we need to do better. We don't need to do better. Better is subjective in the first place. You're just making shit up. And all you're trying to do is tweak the world around you so that everybody's in line with your personal taste. But you're making it like this crusade, this moral crusade. And it isn't. It just doesn't matter.
Well, like, one thing I've noticed with some games is that, like, when there's very masculine kind of female characters, then there's complaints that it's... The female is too manlike, and she's just a reflection of guys. But whenever the character's, you know, feminine, I always hear complaints that it's too sexualized, and people
are
just
looking
as... She
would never actually cry in front of Ridley like that.
Anita Sarkeesian has made that argument before. It's stupid. Like, you can't actually do right by them. I mean, you might be able to if you're like kind of one of their friends, if you're identified easily as an ally, but then you end up with garbage games, which have every right to exist, but garbage games like Gone Home, where it's overly praised because it's progressive, but it's actually kind of a mediocre title.
Is that the one that you like read about but never actually played?
I watched a Let's Play of the entire thing, and it's almost the exact same experience as it would be playing it.
I listened to a Fast Karate recently that was pretty much saying the opposite you were in terms of praising it or not.
Of course, everyone praised that game. Yeah.
Oh, I have a pretty good segue. That game won Game of the Year at the VGX.
Of course it did. Of course it did.
Indie Game of the Year, not Game of the Year. I think Grand Theft Auto took that one, but it was another indicator that VGX is kind of a joke.
Of course it. Of course it's being praised to high heavens, and they don't want to admit that this is the reason why. But the bottom line is the reason everybody loves it so much is because it was about a lesbian romance. I mean, there's a little bit of nostalgia built in there too, because it takes place in the 90s, and there are Super Nintendo cartridges laying around.
Yeah. I mean, the prospect of going around a house and uncovering a story from it is mildly interesting as a framing device, but the story itself is
the story is
lame.
Mundane. It's just completely mundane. It's worse than a Lifetime movie, and the execution isn't even that good.
It's the issue. You said it was because, you know, it gives you this creepy vibe the whole time, and then when it finally reveals it, you're like,
well, yeah, that's part of it.
Wait, this is it.
It teases you the whole time. Like, it wants you to think it's like a horror game or something, but it isn't at all in any way. There's one jump scare in the whole thing, but the whole, like, the atmosphere is all intended to be creepy. So it fucks with you in that sense. Like, it wants to draw you in on false pretenses. Then, the entire premise is that you're going around the house discovering things, uncovering this story, but what you're actually doing is going around the house triggering diary entries that you shouldn't know anything about, because, spoiler alert, the end of the game is you finding the diary you've been hearing the entire time you've been playing the game. And you can pick everything up, but almost none of it does anything. You can put a cassette tape into a cassette tape player. You can pick up certain keys to open locked doors that logically wouldn't be locked
in that house. It makes no sense that all these doors would be, like, the door to the kitchen is locked. And there are secret panels in the walls. And if you are the type of person who thinks this is like a game about discovery, and you see this old house and you think, oh, there might be secret panels around or whatever, you're just the kind of person who wants to check everything, you could potentially stumble upon the end of the game and not realize that's what you're doing. It's not a very good game, but yeah, it's praised to high heavens because it's about something that games usually aren't about. And it's not just something games usually aren't about. It's a hot topic social issue. It's a little bit of girl power, a little bit of gay rights. It's about romance. Usually, if
girl
games
power
are about
with
romance,
like three R's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And no vowels. Just G-R-R-R-L.
Girl power.
So it's not that they actually like it because it's good. They just like it because they like the concept of there being this lesbian romance in the game. Whether or not it's done
well, that's
irrelevant.
They might have enjoyed the experience. Like, I'm not going to call them flat out liars, but the reason it's getting as much praise as it is, the reason it's getting Game of the Year, is because it's hot, it's trendy, it's a hot topic, and you got to come down on the right side of the issue. Because if you come down on the wrong side, if you say, it was kind of crappy and it seemed kind of exploitative, then you are some kind of backwards thinking Neanderthal. But if you were entranced by the lesbian romance and the teen drama, then you're a progressive and you're totally on the side of the gays, which is the way to be. It's the correct moral position. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think they probably did genuinely enjoy it. There's an atmosphere to it and the nostalgia bit. I think it does. It's not a bad looking game. It's not an awesome looking game either. But I believe that they enjoyed aspects of it. I just don't believe that they enjoyed it as much as they're saying that they did. I think people are fighting over each other to try to like it more.
I don't know. I played it and I thought it looked pretty good for an indie game. I mean, I really did not think it was...
It's not ugly.
I didn't think it was... Like, the story, I'll have to agree with you that it's very unimpressive. I'm not going to say it's bad, but I mean, it's better off as just some kind of animated story than it is a game. It's because it's... Like, it felt like playing something like Phoenix Wright, where it's just like a visual novel.
Yeah, and that's
Phoenix Wright
fine.
Is much better.
Well, I agree. Phoenix Wright is much better, but
the thing is, Gone Home is fine. It's just not it's just a mediocre game that came out. What bothers me about it is the same thing that bothers me about feminism stuff in general, is that there's this like air of moral superiority, and it's all based on false pretenses. It wasn't a very good game, but it's the greatest game ever because it's about girls. The main character is a girl, even though that has no bearing on anything because you're the main character and you don't do anything. And the arguably protagonist, even though it's not you, it's not the main character, is also a girl and she's a lesbian. Yay.
Yay.
But the game itself wasn't that good. It's because it's a social issue. And that's what bugs me about it, is it shouldn't be a social issue. It should just be a game. It shouldn't matter that it starred a lesbian. It shouldn't be cool that you put a lesbian in your game. It should be fine that you put a lesbian in your game. It shouldn't be a problem that you put a lesbian in your game, but it shouldn't be cool. You shouldn't be like, oh, neato, a lesbian. But that's the reaction.
Well, all right then. I called in, got your point on it. That's all I wanted. So,
all right.
I'm glad. Glad we had this talk, even if the chat isn't.
Oh, I haven't been keeping up with the chat.
Oh yeah, I've been pissing whoever this CMC.
Everybody.
I have no idea who that is. Everybody, true.
We're all sick of you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the new Metal Gear content? The exclusive content that I hate.
No, what is it?
I don't hate the content. I hate exclusives.
It's okay, Metal Gear to one console or something?
Yeah, there are two of them. The Metal Gear Solid V Ground Zeroes comes out on March 18th, I believe. And they have released two trailers, one of them a minute and 35 seconds and the other one 15 minutes, the second of which I have not watched, for the Xbox and PlayStation exclusive content, Xbone and 360, PS3 and 4. For like exclusive missions, I think, like extra missions.
Okay.
The PlayStation one is called Deja Vu. I think it's like a flashback mission and you play as Classic Snake, I believe. That's what I've heard about it. It's not as interesting as Jamais Vu, the Xbox one, in which you play as Raiden and you kill snatchers.
Huh.
His trailer in the chat.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say snatches.
What does Classic Snake mean?
I would assume like Metal Gear Solid 1 Snake.
You just posted another SpaghettiOs tweet.
I didn't mean to.
Sorry, what does Classic Snake mean?
I haven't actually watched that trailer. I would assume it's like
Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid 3?
No, I would assume it's Metal Gear Solid 1.
Well, I thought you said it was a flashback.
I'm looking at it. That is Big Boss. Well, okay, that got even less interesting. I said Classic Snake, so it's like kind of a flashback. Maybe this is the wrong trailer anyways.
You know? Is it a Metal Gear Solid 1 Snake or a Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake? Yeah,
this is the I know which Snake is Snake. This is on the Xbox channel, so I'm looking on the wrong place anyways. You know, this is pretty hard stuff, looking up research. But yeah, Snatchers.
Snatchers.
And trailer, it might be the Colonel, it might be somebody else. I forgot already, but he goes like, Body Snatchers.
Snatchers are from Snatcher. They're just like robot doubles, aren't they? Like,
mm-hmm. And you look at them through like a telescope and you see their blue glowy skeletons because they are Snatchers.
Is this the first time they're being introduced to the Metal Gear universe? Or were they in Rising or something?
This is the first time they're actually in Metal Gear. I know Metal Gear was in Snatcher, but...
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of cross stuff.
Yeah, I don't think this is canon.
I don't think I give a shit about these, like, extra missions. It's not real. I don't know. It's not canon, whatever. I don't think I really give a shit. And to be honest, I'm not sure how much I give a shit about Metal Gear Solid 5 anymore. Like, it is weird that they split it up into two games, and it's all Big Boss shit, which I've said before that I wish they'd get off the Big Boss train, because I just don't care about what he's doing, or did, whatever, because I guess they're all flashback games. I mean, Kojima put Snake to bed, making him super duper old and on his deathbed or whatever. Did he actually die at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4?
It's left ambiguous. He dies in like before the credits. You hear a gunshot and he's like presumably shoots himself.
But then
Big Boss shows up and dies, and Zero shows up and dies. And Big Boss is voiced by the Fury.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care about the Big Boss stuff. I wanted more regular Snake in like slightly in the future, and we're not going to get it because he didn't want to do that anymore. He wanted to go into Big Boss. I guess he wanted to stop doing Metal Gear, but he is a liar about that. And then he decided to explore the Big Boss stuff, which I don't really care much about. And I'm annoyed by the fact that they split it into two games. I'm annoyed by the fact that they nixed David Hayter from the job. It kind of makes sense, but it would have made more sense if they had done it from the beginning, if they had never had him voice Big Boss. And it's somehow more annoying by the fact that they got Kiefer Sutherland to do it instead of just some other voice actor, because it feels like they just gave Hayter the shaft because they were able to secure a big name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't...
I'm not buying one of the next gen consoles. I could potentially get it from my PS3, I guess, but I don't know. I think he may have finally lost me with Metal Gear. We'll see.
Now Kyle hates all video games.
Pretty much. Yep. Hate them all.
I think I'd rather see a new Mystical Ninja game than a new Metal Gear Solid game at this point.
Oof. Goemon?
Is that the one with the guy who has, like, a mustache that goes around into his hair?
I have no idea. I think I've said before that what I would like to see in a new Metal Gear game, and I'll never see it.
Between 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's all this unaccounted for time where they, like, Otacon and Snake were supposedly out tracking down Metal Gears because the plans had been leaked and Metal Gears were popping up all over the globe. So you could easily write a story that fit in there that featured young Snake, but like Solid Snake, and featured Otacon and whatever, but they won't do it because that's not what they want to do. But anyway, that drawing on the Mighty Number 9 page is real gross.
Yep, real bad.
Man.
Oh, wait, I thought of something else. I had something to ask about what you were talking about with Miss Nick last week.
Yeah.
Apparently she's crazy.
She's nuts.
Now. But I heard, like, didn't you say that she apparently got fired from the job that was supposed to be preventing her from listening live to the podcast?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that mean that she should be able to?
I don't know.
I'm just surprised she hasn't come back yet.
I think she's too busy being off her meds, drunk, and boning the gorgeous boy that lives with her. I think he lives with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she lives with him.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, I didn't even know she was on meds until you mentioned it last week.
But. Yeah, she's brought it up before a couple of times. She doesn't talk about it a lot. But she has, I think she said she's schizophrenic, which would make sense. But yeah, she can't tell the difference between reality and dreams. But yeah, so I guess your point was, if she doesn't have that job anymore, then where is she?
It was just because she
got
so
no excuses.
Show.
I think she's just boning that dude.
Yeah. I mean, I remember before she got the job, she was on every single week, calling in pretty much every other week.
Yeah, well, now she probably thinks I'm mad at her, too, because I don't think she listened to the most recent episode, but she saw the show notes and posted in the thread in the forum asking if I just mentioned our conversation or if I think she asked if I played it, which I didn't record it. So
did he put it in the show?
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm gonna take a little break here.
And then just, everybody said it's just a dream.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I was gonna say something. I forgot what it was. Dadgummit. Anyway, I hate women.
Yeah.
I think they belong not even in the kitchen. I think they belong in the fields.
In the ground.
I think they belong in the fields, picking food. And then we should have a man who's actually competent prepare the food in the kitchen.
Can we make the women into food?
Some of them. When they get kind of too old to work anymore, we'll grind them up into a paste.
See, I'd like to think we would just kind of throw them in the oven like we do with roasts and
Jews,
and enjoy them Thanksgiving style.
That's real gross, Don. Mm-hmm. That's real gross.
And racist. That Jew remark? I mean.
That is.
Hey, Bames, do you know why the black Jews had it so bad in World War II?
They had to sit in the back of the oven. I know all your racisms.
Well, dang.
Hey, Don, do you know why the gay Jews had such a hard time in World War II?
No, why?
Because they couldn't decide what to wear to the gas chamber. Which doesn't even make sense, because they would pretend they were showers, so they were probably nude. It's an original joke.
Oh, I hate Jews too. They're the worst. I hate gays. I hate Jews. I hate blacks. I hate women. I hate all the things you're not supposed to hate anymore.
And I hate Metal Gear.
And I hate Metal Gear. Oh, man, pretty soon that's going to be a new form of bigotry. Hating somebody's favorite video game.
Yeah.
That would really complicate the whole tropes versus women thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't hate Mario Brothers because that's oppressing me.
Like, yeah, Mario fans is a protected group under the U.S. Constitution now, so, yeah.
Yeah, I see, I'm a big fan of extreme beach volleyball, so you kind of can't talk about how disgusting it is around me because that's oppression and bigotry, so, sorry.
It's like, yeah, it's not my fault. I love pixel tits.
I was just born this way. What am I supposed to do? You want to take me to one of those deconversion camps like they do with the gays, where they teach me not to like polygonal jiggle boobs?
You had to break out the homo NES conversion kit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I may love pixel tits, but at least I don't like dick.
That's another thing that I think is so gross about all the
dicks,
feminism and equality bullshit is like. So, okay, so people like to see a scantily clad lady in a video game. Like, they get turned on by that. So? What's the... So, is the argument that they shouldn't get turned on by that, or that they shouldn't be allowed to be supplied with the material that turns them on, or what's... That the harm caused by sexy women is greater than the good done by turning on a nerd, by giving a nerd a bone? I don't understand what the argument is.
Well, it's like, would you rather see a nerd jack off to a 3D pixel woman, or would you rather see him attempt a rape?
Well, I'd rather not witness either one, but...
I guess I have too much faith in this society to hope that they wouldn't do that.
The good of degrading a woman is not balanced out by the harm of giving a nerd a bone.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, both ones give a nerd a bone.
Not saying I'm making any arguments here, but I guess maybe the argument would be that there's not enough man service on the other end.
But
I don't think that's what the argument is at all. Although I will position that as my argument.
Sometimes it is. They
I mean, that's the only one that sounds even remotely.
Sometimes that reasonable. Is the argument. I have heard that argument.
I think it's similar to other situations in which they feel like it might be on the upper end, in which creativity could be stifled by the need for more. Ivy from Soul Calibur. That's what? The one with weird boobs, right?
I don't know.
I think that's the one you're... Yeah, that's the one. I guess, you know what? In the end, I'm just going to play what I like, and if you don't want to play those types of games, the ones that with the scantily clad women because you don't like it, then don't play it, and then you're fine.
Yeah, that's...
You're playing what you like, and I mean, there's probably plenty of that out there.
Yeah, nobody comes to your door and forces their way in and ties you down and makes you play video games. Like, yeah, it is totally optional. Like, you can totally choose not to play games, and then you could say, well, it's not fair, I shouldn't have to choose not to play games. Well, I mean, I guess, but it's also not like... It's not like somebody's saying you could just choose not to breathe air. Like, a video game is hardly, or you could just choose not to eat food if you don't like the only food that exists in the world. It's video games, man. Sorry, it's entertainment media. You're just going to have to deal with what people are creating or create something of your own. That's the way it works across the board.
If enough people hate it and they don't want to play the game, then they're not going to make a game like that again because they're not going to make money.
But then the issue is that it's a problem that so many people like this stuff. That's when it becomes a societal issue. Like, that's the sexism in society perpetuating
the horrible games. Like, oh yeah, okay, so let's say the only games anybody wants to play are games starring dudes and in which the only female characters are damseled and they're dressed all hot and they're stupid. Well, so that's a problem because the reason those are the only games that sell is because sexism. You can't win no matter what. There really is no winning at this. If it got to the point where 50% of all characters in games were women, you'd still have issues of how those women were portrayed. And nobody's ever going to agree completely on how those women should be portrayed. It's not a solvable issue because it's not really an issue. It's all a matter of opinion and taste, and it's masquerading as an issue of morality.
You know what? That does make me think of a recent example. I know everybody likes that. Oh God, what's that PS3 zombie game that came out? The Last of Us. I never played it, but I heard everybody seems to love that one. But then I heard other people like complaining about the girl character for some reason. Like,
did you hear complaining about that?
I'm sure somebody did.
I saw stuff online saying she's apparently got like daddy issues or something, and like she can kill a bunch of stuff on her own, but once she sees the male guy, she falls apart. But I have no idea.
I'm sure people have complained about that. People complain about everything. And Bames was, I forget, what was it? You had said, CG Lover had said that people would say, like, well, there aren't enough sexualized dudes in games. And Bames is like, nobody said that. But people do say that. I've heard that argument because there are people making every possible stupid-ass argument. They're probably different people from people making other arguments, whatever, but people do make that argument, and okay, make more games with sexy dudes in them. Yeah, so what? Like, I've said this before, but like, people will say, these women are too sexualized in these games, and then a dude will say, oh, what about the dudes? The dudes are all unrealistic expectations, giant chiseled dudes, and then somebody
they're
will
made
say,
by dudes. It doesn't count.
Yeah, well, they're made by dudes and they're male power fantasies. Okay, fine. Well, they're still unrealistic body.
And you know what a female power fantasy is? A woman who is, like, pretty good and can vote, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it's just, like, a woman who's... I don't even know what it would be because it can't be a tough woman because a tough woman gets labeled as a man... But dressed up like a woman.
And it can't be Bayonetta because then they're using sex as a weapon.
Sure, that's bad. It can't be just like a perfectly normal, not particularly...
interesting.
Like, it can't even be like a really bland character who's just a good person because then they don't have any flaws and that doesn't make them human. Like...
Or then they try and claim that the people behind them like don't know how to write for women.
Yeah, you can't win because it's not actually an issue of right and wrong. And you know, like to a certain extent, I think even in cases of actual bigotry, like if somebody were to say, "I don't like black people," I don't. Really get it? I don't think that makes a ton of sense. But it's perfectly okay to say I don't like chocolate. I think the majority of people would look at you funny if you said you don't like chocolate. But there are absolutely people who
don't like
chocolate.
People.
There are absolutely people.
Just thinking that.
There are absolutely people who don't like chocolate, and that's kind of weird. But there's no problem. You can't argue with them and tell them they're wrong. Actually, you do like chocolate if you would just listen to reason. So maybe you just don't like black people. I don't get it, but maybe you just don't. And as long as you're not doing something to black people, then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, here's another thing I just thought about as far as how female characters are portrayed in video games. Like, you can like a character or dislike, like, you can like a male character or dislike a male character for whatever reason, and you can just go, oh, I just really hated that character. But if you, I find maybe, like, if you say the same thing, like, oh, I really dislike this female character, suddenly a bunch of people are going to come out and say, well, it's because of sexism. It's because they didn't know how to write for a woman. Even though you could just as easily screw up writing for a man. I'm sure there are plenty of video game characters where the man is just horribly written and he's like a dumbass and nobody likes him.
I mean, most video games are not terribly well written. I think that's a tiny bit of the reason Gone Home
is... Yoshi's story.
I think that's a tiny bit of the reason Gone Home is getting praised as well. But I think it's... I think even that is being tainted by the fact that it's about a lesbian romance. It's really not, like, that well written. But it's a more nuanced story than you usually get in video games. Just, it's more subtle in ways. It's not just, like... something evil happened and now we have to fight it for good or there are zombies, oh no, or whatever. Like, most video game stories are pretty fucking dumb, but not all of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I just kind of think about like recent games, like what is it, the new Tomb Raider game, everybody was getting on the case saying that she was crying too much in the game or something, and now that's a sexism issue. But I'm like, well, just think of it in the context of the game. Like, okay, you don't like how she's acting in the game, and I just end it right there. You just don't like her in the game. Whatever. Just don't make it bigger than that.
Weren't people... I haven't played the new Tomb Raider game.
People's biggest problem with that was there was weird ludonarrative dissonance, which I don't like to actually bring up because...
Explain that to me again, because I've heard people say it a bunch, and I watched this stupid Jim Sterling video on it, and I can't remember what it means.
The general term for it is, like, a dissonance between, like, a story and, like, how they would react in, say, like, to put it basically, how they would react in a cutscene and how they would react in in gameplay. Like, in Tomb Raider, in the cutscenes, she's very, human, I guess. Like, she cries a bit because she's in a terrible situation. And she falls on a piece of rebar and hurts herself, and she doesn't want to hurt nobody. But then in the gameplay, you shoot men in the face with shotguns, and she's like, ah. I don't think she actually makes that noise. But
do you
if they did something interesting, like one of those games where your character changes based on the actions you take, that could have been, like, that could have been really interesting.
Do you have to shoot dudes in the face?
Yeah, that's just how part of playing the game.
Oh, really? See, that's just screwing up, I think.
That's not an issue of gender at all.
No.
That's just, like, it makes the game seem conflicted about how it wants to portray Lara.
Weren't people all up in arms because there was some scene in that game where it seemed like she might get raped?
They were probably all up in arms. There is a scene like that.
Oh, yeah, they were.
That's another big thing.
When that game was being advertised, it seemed kind of weird and torture porny.
Yeah, I think it was the trailer, and I think the in-game, what actually happens is in-game is, like, different. Like, I don't think in the trailer it shows her fighting, like, managing to fight them off. I think it just shows her them, like, overpowering her in the trailer.
Well, that's another big thing that comes up a lot in, like, feminist discussions about tropes and whatever, is like using rape as a threat or as something for the character to overcome or whatever, and like somehow that's, I guess it's just tasteless. I mean, that's what it comes down to, but like they really don't like it when you do that in a story, when you use rape as some kind of obstacle for the character. But at the same time, these same people go on and on and on about how fucking awful and pervasive rape is in society. So you would think it would probably come up when a woman is dealing with really shady characters. And if she prevents the rape from happening, then, like, isn't that kind of like I guess it's an idealized version, because most women who have an attempted rape happen to them probably just get raped, but isn't that, like, a good thing if you show her fending off her rapist? And it's a legitimate, like, thing that happens in the world that's bad. It's, I don't understand. And I never will understand.
I thought was funny. It's like,
Bames, I'm sick of SpaghettiOs.
I was wondering, Bames, did you see the pictures of, like, we were talking about how the Pearl Harbor SpaghettiOs tweet was.
So it is about that.
No, I'm going on a tangent now. But people were saying, oh, the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination happened recently. I wonder how that, how SpaghettiOs portrayed that. And suddenly a bunch of people posted pictures of, like, the Zapruder film, and they stick in the SpaghettiOs guy in the background.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of Photoshops of the SpaghettiOs guy in various historical situations. I saw all that garbage.
But, no, what I was thinking was it's at least Boris fending off her attackers, whereas in other games like, Metroid Other M, Samus is just being crippled by anxiety and has to wait for the guy to come and save her.
I'm sick of this conversation. What else is in either of our show notes, Kyle?
I don't have anything else in my show notes. I got in a car accident and my health insurance is garbage.
Was the accident the driver's fault?
The Yellow Devil from Mega Man 1 is going to be in New Smash Bros.
Okay.
Mm. Is he going to be playable?
I don't know. No. Also, you can pay $3,000 to get a piece of metal implanted in your eyeball.
I imagine it'll be one of those assist trophies.
Why would you want a piece of metal embedded in your eyeball?
It's pretty? I don't know. I'm going to find the article about that.
So it's like jewelry?
Yeah, metal jewelry planted in your eyeball. This woman got a platinum heart in her eyeball, and I bet if she ever gets an MRI, she will not be in for a good time. This is kind of a poor news story. I actually heard about it on, like, The Daily Show or something. And that picture is not representative of what it actually is.
Is platinum magnetic?
That's actually a good question. I know silver is. That was what I was thinking of, the silver dust that welders have in their eyes.
Is it possible to get circuitry in this metal? To make it, like, flash different colors and things like that?
I don't know, but that sounds pretty cool. If you could, generally unreactive. No, it's not magnetic.
If you could, then I would just carry around a boombox playing Judas Priest's Electric Eye. Like, everywhere I went.
Pretty good tie into a Judas Priest song, I guess.
Yeah, people are so weird. With, like, I've seen people with tattoos on their eyes where they basically just make the whites of their eyes a stupid fucking,
like,
color.
Dark blue.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's prison stuff.
It's really gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. If it's possible to implant in your stupid fucking eyeball, then somebody will do it.
Yeah.
Have you seen those, I forget what they're called, or if I even knew what they were called, but those implants that people get, like, in their hands or under the skin in their arms that just look like, it just looks like there's an object sitting under the surface. Like, I saw this one dude with implants in the backs of his hands that made it look like he had bagels growing under his skin.
Yeah, yeah. There's a thing called, bagel head or whatever, where it looks like you get a collagen or something injection in your forehead and it forms a lump, and then you press onto it with your thumb and it makes it a bagel.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's trendy. It lasts for like 24 hours.
I kind of get, like, earrings and nose rings. I do get tattoos. I don't understand the bagel heads. I
don't search bagel head on Google.
I wasn't going to.
There's images that pop up, and I think this one girl also has, like, messed up teeth.
I actually saw a dude getting something of that done last time I was at a tattoo and piercing shop. And it was arguably enough one of the weirdest things I've seen in a while. It was like he was getting a skull placed under the back of his hand. And whenever everything was said and done, I just thought he had a tumor or something just sitting there.
C. McNichol said in the chat, how about that affluenza kid? I was talking to M on Skype earlier in text form, and she just randomly sent me a link to this article about that, I guess. I guess there's this kid, he's a rich kid, and he killed somebody with his car. I didn't actually read it. I think it was drunk driving. Let's see. American lawyers have never been accused of lacking creativity in seeking to justify the nefarious deeds of their clients. Texas defense attorney Scott Brown, however, appears to have raised the bar to a new level by asserting the newly minted defense of affluenza to obtain leniency in a tragic vehicular homicide case arising out of the reckless driving of his very drunk and very rich 16-year-old client, Ethan Couch. Affluenza may be a contender for a collection of odd and unlikely defenses that can trace their lineage back to the infamous, and some may even say apocryphal, Twinkie defense. The notorious junk food defense was asserted in psychiatric testimony as part of a broad claim of diminished capacity, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? They're just talking about weird defenses. Affluenza may be... the current claim in Fort Worth, Texas, is that the condition of affluenza, a combination of the words affluence and influenza, should immunize Ethan Couch from full responsibility for his actions in killing four people and critically injuring two others. The Oxford Dictionary, it's funny to me that this is in the Oxford Dictionary, but the Oxford Dictionary defines the condition as a psychological malaise supposedly affecting young people, symptoms of which include a lack of motivation, feelings of guilt, and a sense of isolation, which is funny. I mean, that could describe a lot of people who aren't rich, I would think. But defense attorney Brown apparently succeeded in convincing soon-to-be-retired juvenile judge Gene Boyd that this spoiled rich kid syndrome diminished Ethan Couch's capacity to distinguish right from wrong. In the face of prosecution demands for 20 years in the slammer, the judge responded with a sentence of 10 years of probation and rehabilitation. Couch's rich daddy proposes to fund a trip to a $450,000 a year California rehab facility that offers treatment to those with way too much cash and free time on their manicured hands. I wish I was kidding about this, but I am not. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So this 16-year-old kid comes from a rich family. He got super drunk, was driving recklessly because he was super drunk, and he got in a car accident. He killed four people. And now
four.
The defense attorney is saying, well, he had affluenza. He's rich, and that makes him depressed, and he can't tell right from wrong. I do think that's a bullshit defense.
I hate that people can get more lenient sentences by having a mental condition. Isn't that doesn't that mean we should put them in the, what happened to the nut house?
Yeah. Well,
back in my day, we used to have a closet that you put a crazy person into and you didn't let them go out on probation.
Yeah, that.
Well, he has no ability to discern right from wrong. It said so right there.
Well, a diminished ability to determine right from wrong. And I guess if that were actually literally true, that he had some illness that prevented him from being able to properly distinguish between right and wrong, but sending him to rehab could help him with that, then I guess it would make sense. Because it wouldn't be entirely his fault because of his mental condition. And if you can fix his mental condition, then you shouldn't lock him away for 20 years. But it's a bullshit thing. Like, maybe he was depressed and maybe he was lacking in motivation. But that doesn't mean he doesn't know it's wrong to drink and drive. And just don't call it affluenza. Come on. like the rich flu. Come on.
I almost feel like they said that the judge was near retirement. I almost feel like the judge is like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm almost done.
I'm out of here. Yeah,
it was 2 days from retirement, and then he got killed.
But I also, there's something, maybe it's just the mood that I'm in right now. Maybe on a different day I would feel differently about it. But there's something kind of gross to me about what I'm perceiving. I didn't read the whole article, but the way that one, that last paragraph I read ended, I wish I was kidding about this, but I am not. There seems to be like a sort, almost a bloodlust, like a glee with which people would really love to throw this 16-year-old kid in jail for 20 years. And there's something kind of gross to me about that too. It's not like he went out to kill four people. He's 16 and he made a mistake. And that's literally all that happened. And it really sucks that four people died because of it. But is it really right to throw him away until he's 36? I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a sociopath and he's dangerous. But
that would be my point.
But maybe he isn't. Like I said, it's not like he went out with the intention of killing four people. He's just a 16-year-old kid who's fairly recently been able
to drive at all, and he was rebelling and getting wasted or hanging out with friends or whatever it was. Like, it's fairly normal for a 16-year-old kid to sneak and get drunk, and they're just starting to be able to drive, so they're excited about it. It doesn't surprise me that a 16-year-old kid would go out and drunk drive and have some horrible accident. And this could be, I'm not saying it would be, but it could be the incident that scares him straight, turns his life around.
I would have to make the judgment on that. I would have to see some kind of record of, like, did he plead guilty?
I don't think that would
make... Like, if he pleaded for affluenza, which I don't think he did. I think the judge did that, right?
Well, the defense attorney did.
The defense attorney. Yeah, that's bullshit.
So it was his attorney. But, I mean, I don't think that makes much difference to me because, again, he's 16. If I was 16 and I had accidentally killed someone and the defense attorney had some bullshit scheme that he thought would get me off, I'd probably do it no matter how guilty I felt. Because no matter how guilty I felt, I'd be terrified of going to prison for 20 years. I mean, if you think you can get me off by claiming I've got affluenza, then God damn it, go claim I've got affluenza. It's not like I don't feel for the families of the four people that died, but there's something really gross to me about wanting to hurt a kid because he didn't do it on purpose.
Well, there
are only two things you could argue about the purpose of locking a 16-year-old kid up for 20 years. Either you think that he's dangerous and needs to be taken off the streets because he will kill again, which I don't see how you can get that from this situation, or you think he needs to be either punished or rehabilitated. Rehabilitated in this case, basically, if it's required at all, just means getting him off the booze. And that's assuming he's an alcoholic, which he might not be. He's 16. He might have just gotten wasted one night because it's new. Or if you think he needs to be punished. And that's what I think is weird, because that does nothing for anybody. It might maybe make those families feel a little bit better, but I don't feel like that's a good enough reason to do it. If he had shot those four people, yes. Yes, lock him away. But he didn't go out to kill people. And there's something wrong, I think, with being excited about locking a kid away in jail for 20 years.
Well, I mean, usually in these cases, they do end up getting locked up, so they just feel like it's just too weird that he didn't.
No, I'm not saying this kid, like, I definitely don't think this kid deserves preferential treatment because he's rich or whatever and his family can afford the good lawyers or his family has good standing with the community or his family's friends with the judge or whatever. I would say the same thing if it was a poor kid. And I think that maybe is part of why people are so upset about this story. Like, this fucking kid thinks he's rich and he can get away with it. Maybe he does. Maybe that is this kid. But if he doesn't, I feel like there's just some like weird jealousy thing going on that is understandable, but that isn't a good enough reason to throw a kid's life away.
Well, in this case, it probably wouldn't be his whole life.
20 years. I feel
like it's definitely a good reason to take away his license at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Well, yeah. I don't know about forever.
I do.
Why?
Didn't it say 10 years?
That kid doesn't drive good.
He's 16, Bames. He just started.
He's drinking and driving. I didn't drink and drive. Kid's an idiot.
Okay.
He doesn't drive.
That is pretty good. Stupid, yeah.
To be fair, anybody who drinks and drives is kind of an idiot.
He's so young. Unless he dies young, he's got so many years ahead of him. And to take 20 of them away from him right now, like, seems crazy. And to take his license away for the rest of his life seems crazy to me, too. He will be, by the time his lifespan is doubled, he'll only be 32. And he will be an entirely different person when he reaches that age. And he's still got all those years ahead of him. And he can't drive because he made a mistake when he was 16.
Well, I mean, the courts usually do take age into account. They probably would consider that. And in this case, they probably did consider that in making this decision. But, I mean, it is four people. I mean, it would be one thing if it's just one guy. But
yeah, I don't think
the numbers
that,
matter.
I don't think it makes sense to use that as a way to make a difference. Like, okay, if there was, if he hit a car and there were four people in it and the four people died, or he could hit a car and there was one person in it and the one person died, like, he didn't do anything different either way because he didn't set out to kill anyone.
I mean, well, that's just how it works. I mean, whether or not it's right or not, I don't know, but, you know, it's just luck of the draw, I guess. He drew an unlucky family of four.
Yeah, he did, but I don't think he should get punished extra for each person who died because he didn't kill them. He didn't murder them. He's the reason that they're dead, but he didn't murder them. He didn't go, I am going to kill four people.
That's true. It just happens to be three more people than had it just been one guy in the other car. But it is three more lives. I mean, whether he meant it for half to happen or not, he just killed the whole family.
Sure, but that shouldn't make any difference unless what you're going for is some kind of eye for an eye sort of thing. Like, okay, you killed four people. I know, like, that's just the circumstances. You didn't try to kill four people. It wasn't up to you how many people you killed. Somebody was going to die, and it just so happened to be that there were four people in the way that day. But you get punished extra for the fact that it was four because we need to balance the scales somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like even if it had been one guy, the charge is going to be different if you hit him and he didn't. He just got severely injured and he managed to survive versus he hung on for a little while, but he still died.
Yeah, see, I think
it drastically changes things.
I think that's weird too. I mean, I know that the outcome is different, but what the person actually did is not.
Nope.
So if the person survived but broke an arm or something, or if they died, it's worse if they died, but the crime isn't worse if they died.
Well, yeah, it is a worse crime. I mean, he's charged with a different crime, a worse crime.
Okay, the law, yeah, but I mean, what he actually did isn't worse.
No.
Well, I mean, he's kind of getting off a little bit luckier than he could be.
Obviously,
because I mean, like, I remember this morning I was listening to an old Whiskey Thursday episode, and they're talking about a 15-year-old girl that murdered her 9-year-old neighbor.
Okay,
and she ended up getting, I think, a life sentence.
Yeah, but intent is attached to that.
Yeah, I think intent is a big factor, because it's a really bad mistake, but this kid just made a mistake. He just did something that was dumb, and it just so happens that the dumb thing that he did resulted in the deaths of four people, which really, really sucks. But if you walk over to the neighbor's house and kill their kid, that's an entirely different thing.
It is, but either way, this kid still took four times the amount of lives as that little girl did a few years
ago. But he didn't mean to. He's not a murderer. He's not a bad... I mean, he could be a bad kid, but this doesn't make him a bad person. He probably is not happy about the fact that he killed four people. If he is happy about the fact that he killed four people, then he probably is dangerous. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody, and he thinks it's hilarious that he killed four people. Okay, lock him away. He's a danger to society. But if he's not, if he's just shitting himself and like, I can't believe this happened, even if he's more concerned about himself than he is about the families, but he is concerned about, like, if he's just like, holy shit, I'm 16, I can't go to jail for 20 years, and that's the main thing on his mind, but he still is sad and feels bad that he killed four people, I think that's good enough that I would not lock him away for 20 years. That's insane. Over a mistake. That's what it is. It's a mistake. There's no way for him to take it back. I'm sure he would if he could.
I mean, it really is a mistake. Like, and I mean, he got drunk and he went driving and he killed some people. It is a mistake.
Did it say that 20 years specifically. That's
yeah. That's why I keep saying that.
Yeah. You know, just yeah. I don't have no idea how many years were attached, but yeah, 20. I don't know.
But it's just I can't really help but feel like that I'd like it really sucks. Like I just don't know if I should say that he should not be sentenced at all just because he would feel bad.
I should have read the rest of the article. It says I stand by everything I said before, but there is more light shed on the issue that changes my opinion on it somewhat. I should have read the rest of the article. Defense psychologist Dr. G. Dick Miller testified that poor Ethan Couch was never properly disciplined by his wealthy parents, eventually driving at age 13, abusing alcohol, and coming to believe that money could buy him out of pretty much any situation where he hurt someone. If that's all true, then it does change my opinion on it. Although I still think, just because of how young he is, 20 years in jail seems crazy to me.
I mean, it is more than double of his current life, how much he's lived so far.
Yeah, no, it's not, but I think I know what you meant. It's more, when he gets out, it will have, 20 years is more than his current lifespan, so like more than double his lifespan will have occurred by the time he gets out.
My grammar's a little bit
kind of
jacked up a little bit. I've been drinking tonight.
But that does change it to me because, okay, so this isn't just some kid who was out. He decided to get drunk with some friends. He just got his license. He's been driving since age 13, which I assume means he's been sneaking out with the car, unless his parents are just the biggest assholes. And they're like, yeah, drive around at 13. We're rich. Who gives a fuck? And he's been drinking, abusing alcohol since he was a kid, or at least this is what they're saying. And it's kind of, in a weird way, they could be making him sound like a bigger asshole because that makes the affluenza defense work better.
So, it makes him sound like a real big dick to me.
Yeah, no, it does. But if they're arguing this affluenza thing, this is what they're using as like their defense. This is how they're backing up their claim of affluenza, is by saying he has all these problems and he wasn't properly disciplined by his wealthy parents and he was driving at 13 and abusing alcohol. Like they could actually be embellishing how much of a dickhead he is to make their case, which is funny.
This kid is like just a huge dick. That's them. That's not me. He is, though.
I hate him.
I have no tolerance for mental diseases.
I do think you kind of had a good point about the mental disorder thing, though. Like, I do get why having a mental disorder, depending on the mental disorder and depending on what was done, could kind of remove you from liability for what it is that you did. Like, if you're completely hallucinating and you have completely lost your grip on reality and you stab someone to death because you think a dragon was chasing you, then I would have a hard time calling you a murderer because you didn't, that's not what you thought you were doing. You were out of your fucking mind. But it would be really weird to me to like say, okay, well, you're a free man. Something needs to be done.
Most likely they're actually going to be ordered to go to some sort of psychiatric
institution
for at least a little while.
Well, and like some mental disorders, like you can only, well, most mental disorders, I think you can't be cured for. And some of them you can cope with even with medication better than others. Like some of them are always going to be a problem. I don't know. It is a tricky thing, but we probably should just burn all the crazies.
I'm easier than dealing with any kind of moral issues.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
We definitely shouldn't let them bone. We don't need them making more crazies.
Yep.
How do you guys feel about forced sterilization?
I know you're in favor of it.
I am a.
It's not just for people with mental disorders.
What'd you say, Don?
So I am an active supporter of it. I say that anybody that is even slightly unfit to raise a child should have their genitalia removed via rabid cat maulings.
Okay. And if they already have children, they should have their children burned to death in front of them.
They should have their children removed by rabid cat maulings.
I want them burned to death in front of them.
Okay. I think that the child should be removed from the rabid cat maulings through anal suction out of the cat.
Okay.
What is anal suction?
High power pump.
It's when you put the cat's butthole up against something and squeeze all the air out of the cat, and then it acts kind of like a suction cup.
And then you can like walk on walls with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah. You ever take two cats, one in each hand, and just squeeze their guts and stick their butts up against the glass and climb a building?
And you tie your Leonardo to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually how Spider-Man climbs up walls in the next movie. He just has cats on his hands.
I'm not for forced sterilization only because I don't know who I would trust to make those decisions, but I definitely think, even beyond my typical
views... I have much less of a problem with what China does.
What is that, like incentivizing children, limiting...
birth limits.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think, beyond my typical objections to child, to procreation, I definitely think that it's crazy irresponsible for certain people to procreate because of genetic diseases or whatever. And but they do it anyway. that's how fucking insane we are as people. Not us on the Skype right now, but just people in general. That there are people who have horrible genetic disorders, and they will still, and they know that it, like, it gets passed down, and there's a decent chance that their kid will have it, or if not their kid, their kid's kid, and they will still have kids because they want them that bad, because they think that they're entitled to have a kid, and that that is what life is all about. So nutty.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Eris.
Eris in the chat?
Yep. Here's another thing. Rather than talking about YouTube, how about Festivus? Have you guys heard about Festivus?
Jesus.
They put up a Festivus poll at a nativity scene or something, and some people got mad, I think.
They got mad because... What is a Festivus poll?
There is... an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, no. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I for some reason, when you said poll, I was thinking like a poll, like you're taking a census kind of thing.
Like a Polish person?
No.
Okay, link to the first news story I found. It has a picture of an angry white lady on it. Oh. Oops, there's audio in the video.
Deerfield blogger takes Festivus poll to Florida Capitol. Banned in Deerfield Beach, activist blogger Chaz Stevens' beer can Festivus poll has gone on the road and is now sparking controversy in the rotunda of the Florida Capitol. Stevens brought the Seinfeld-inspired mock holiday display to Tallahassee earlier this week and has promptly gotten national attention, including mentions on Comedy Central's The Colbert Report and Jon Stewart's Daily Show, along with horrified rebukes from various Fox News personalities. Stevens, a brash character who has rooted out corruption and wrongdoing in Deerfield and beyond with his My Acts of Sedition blog, told the Associated Press, "What's the point? There is no point. It's ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I could come up with. This is about the separation of church and state." Oh, God.
Yeah, wow, that guy's a real dick.
Yeah.
Now that I read that.
I don't even, like... I probably agree with his overall point about the separation of church and state and everything, but, oh, God, could you possibly do it in a faggier way?
Yeah.
Stevens, an avowed atheist, doesn't like the mixing of church and state, so when religious holidays displays go up in the public square, he enjoys asserting his own non-beliefs by displaying his 6-foot pole of stacked Pabst Blue Ribbon cans.
Oh, God, PBR.
He drove to Tallahassee and got a permit to display his Festivus pole in the Capitol. It's pretty funny to me, actually, that he got a permit. After reading about an elaborate nativity scene and opening ceremony in the public rotunda. What does rotunda actually mean? Because it just sounds like a fat place.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually know. Hang on. I'll look up a rotunda. I think I have a general idea, but I couldn't actually describe it. It's any building with a circular ground plan, sometimes covered by a dome. So, circle places.
Okay. Deerfield Beach officials stopped allowing holiday displays on city land near a firehouse this year after Stevens put up his beer can pole last year. He ruined it for everyone. Carol Berner, a Deerfield Beach resident who provided a menorah for display at the site, told me last week. Sorry, Carol, but I respectfully disagree. If a government entity is going to allow displays, then it has to be open to all, no matter how outlandish or ridiculous, so long as it's not obscene. That, I think, is funny.
So long as it's not obscene.
I think I'm just too much of a nihilist to take a really strong stance on anything, because so long as it's like, if a government entity is going to allow displays, then it has to be open to all. Okay. I mean, I guess I'm kind of behind that idea. So long as it's not obscene, you are still drawing an arbitrary line. There's really not much difference between saying as long as it's not obscene and saying as long as it's Christian. Like, there really isn't much of a difference. You're still excluding things for no real reason. You're still drawing a very arbitrary line. Like, obscenity is pretty subjective, and it's not like a real thing. It's like, it's just a concept. The word fuck doesn't hurt anybody. Images of naked people doesn't hurt anybody. Images of sexual acts doesn't hurt anybody. You really are still just drawing an arbitrary line. I could put up a mannequin orgy in the town square, and there really isn't any difference between that and a nativity scene. It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
It's weird to me to make that argument, to make the argument that we should allow everything, but then to cut it off with another arbitrary rule.
And that is that the, yeah, that's the guy, right? That's the columnist inserting that.
I think so. Yeah. It's not in quotes or anything. That's the serious point behind Stephen's provocative joke. I don't see what the big deal is in tolerating his silly display. After all, isn't this season all about tolerance? Well, I mean, I get why people are upset. I think they're dumb. I think they're delusional in the first place for wanting to put up what it is that they want to put up. And I think this guy is a bit of a douche, but I get why they're upset, because he's making a mockery of them. That's what he's, I mean, he went there to be a dick. Like, I get why they're upset. Did you send me another link?
No. Did I send that one twice?
I was just looking at my Skype notifications.
Sometimes they don't go away.
Yeah. If Stevens wants to celebrate Festivus, a made-up holiday from a sitcom that's supposed to include an annual airing of the grievances, then how does that impact anyone else's beliefs?
Sorry. That's funny that they decided, like, should I just say, like, there is a part in that holiday in the sitcom. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. But, also in Festivus, there is an airing of the grievances. How about that?
Well, I mean, this could, placing the Festivus pole among the nativity scene and everything could be seen as an airing of grievances, in a way, a symbolic airing of grievances. Since he's doing it,
I guess
it
I'll give
like
him
a,
credit for that one.
Yeah.
Fine.
More importantly, if cities such as Deerfield decide that they'd rather not open up a public tinkling contest between religious and non-religious displays, then individuals and organizations have other options, like setting up holiday and religious displays on their own lawns or
tinkling
other private
contest.
Property.
Tinkling contest.
Yep. Or at houses
so long
of worship.
As it's not obscene.
Yeah. Or even on their vehicles. The other week, my daughter and I got a kick when we saw a Lubavitch Jewish group driving around with a big menorah strapped to the top of their minivan. Not with real candles, by the way. Because that would be obscene.
That would be obscene, yeah.
If this is how folks want to show their holiday spirit, fine. Doesn't bother me. And if we want to open up the public square to holiday displays, then we have to be prepared for a broad array of viewpoints. Peace, love, goodwill to all men and women, and happy weekend. Yeah, I mean, oh, God. Yeah, it is like the faggiest protest I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like this guy and his stupid Pabst Blue Ribbon cans. But what annoys me about it is that, like, the entire thing is just a stupid fucking mess. Like, this guy's an idiot, douche. The people who put up the nativity scene are crazy. The people with the minority are idiot douche. They're all just idiots being idiots and arguing about, like, which brand of idiocy is the least idiotic.
Yeah.
It's so strange. I know I've done the there is no God thing to death, but it's so strange to me that there are people to whom it is super important that there is a replica or a representation of the birth of a magic baby in the middle of the town square. And if you stack beer cans near it, you are not only disrespecting them and their feelings, but you are disrespecting their God. That's so insane.
It's pretty dumb.
And it's societally viewed as perfectly normal.
Yeah, as acceptable behavior.
Yeah, like there's totally nothing wrong with some old lady setting up the nativity scene and believing that she's setting up a recreation of real events, the real birth of the half god, half man that shows up in her toast. I just don't know. I just hate this planet. I hate everything.
Society prefers right now.
Like, when I said I hate this planet, I immediately thought, I don't want to live on this planet anymore, which I'm sick of fucking hearing. I really just hate everything. So many things are so stupid. Like, the whole world is like a fucking weird lie. Like, everything in the world is like a weird fucking lie, and it has to be, or we all just stop. We all just get depressed and never get out of bed again, and we all just waste away and die. What do you think of that, fellas?
Observational humor. I can dig it.
What's the deal with nothing mattering? Yeah, just like so little of what we care about is like a real thing.
So did you know that Reggie announced that Cranky Kong will be in the new Donkey Kong game?
Finally, something real. Cranky Kong will be in the new Donkey Kong game?
Yeah, he announced it at the VGX, although it had been previously kind of found out because the box art with Cranky Kong on it
had
been found.
Cranky Leak.
Yeah, Cranky Leak.
CrankyLeaks.com. Remember when that guy from Cranky Leaks got in trouble? Because he was leaking all those Donkey Kong docs. The secret government Donkey Kong docs. It was just Reggie in a platinum blonde wig.
Yeah. And people got really mad. NeoGAF went down because people were so mad that he didn't announce a new Zelda. Jeff Cayley, who was also there, the guy who wears that Doritos Pope hat, was like, aren't you going to announce a new Zelda? And he was like, no, we put out a Zelda like 2 weeks ago.
Jesus. What is this convention again?
VGX. It's not a convention. It's the Spike Video Game Awards.
Oh, well,
that's not an area where you're really necessarily expected to make major game announcements.
Yeah, it's a joke.
When did they start calling it VGX?
This year.
Why?
They just decided. I have no idea what the X stands for.
One of these letters. We need one of these letters to not stand for anything.
We need one of these letters to be way cooler.
Yeah. I bet that X is ranch flavored.
Yeah. And he also, Reggie, wore a Metroid lapel pin. And Jeff Cayley was like, wow, are you making another one of those? And he was like, no.
Sounds like Reggie was real grumpy.
Jeff Cayley was kind of being a real big dick to him. And Reggie just wasn't having it.
I'm excited about this Cranky Kong news. He's the original Donkey Kong, you know.
Mm-hmm. He beat Donkey Kong Country in less than an hour with one life.
I just hope the the boombox will make a return from the opening to Donkey Kong Country when Cranky Kong's sitting there in his rocking chair and it's like do-do-do, do-do-do-do. And then the boombox falls down and it's like because it was the 90s, man.
Yeah, it was radical bananical.
The young kids had a lot of attitude back then.
These young monkeys.
Now all they care about is crying in Tumblr.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would just be an iPod falling down next time instead of a boombox.
Topical.
Yeah, I guess.
To kind of catch up with the times.
Yeah.
It's like an older gramophone. Donkey Kong's a hipster.
Topical. I feel like Cranky Kong would be sitting there with the boombox in the next one, but then just, but here comes an iPod and some headphones. And it's just playing dubstep.
You're really making this transition to the modern age shine, Don.
Well,
making it as clear as it can be.
I'm a man of the times.
What else did Reggie do? Jeff Cayley asked him if he was surprised that that new Mario game sold, and he was like, no.
Hey, Don.
What's up?
Fuck, marry, kill. Cranky Kong, Donkey Kong, and Diddy Kong.
Fuck, marry, kill. Well, I would kill Cranky Kong, because nobody wants to beat up an old monkey pussy. Or old monkey asshole.
But you do want to beat up an old monkey until he dies.
Well, I mean, isn't that how racism works?
Oh! I would love to see that, by the way. Somebody going up to like
somebody, I don't know how beating old up an old get. Monkey.
Yeah. Like an old bonobo. He's like 35. Just, I don't know how old they live.
Just punching it to death.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not punching him to death, but like punching him and then later he's like, I was really injured and he dies.
Oh,
like a day or so.
Poor old ass bonobo.
Yeah. He's like, man, I really wish I hadn't gotten into a fight with those guys.
Okay, so you would kill Cranky Kong.
And I feel like Diddy Kong would be more of a be more in the fuck category. Oh. Like, I feel like it'd be a fun time, but not a I feel like he would just run and turn tail.
So you like him young.
After maybe a year.
You like him young.
So probably marry Donkey Kong. He seems more stable.
He wears a tie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a job.
He does wear a tie. He's more business-oriented in how he does things.
Have you seen his banana hoard? He's a real provider.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Diddy's got that tail you could pull on during the deed. So, I get it.
Donkey does have a kid, but...
does he?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, yeah.
He's
in a math game.
Isn't that Cranky's kid?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess he is the original Donkey Kong. Yonka Dong.
Man, the Donkey Kong canon is so complicated.
Yeah.
Who is the surfer Kong? Like Gnarly Kong
Funky
or something?
Kong.
Funky Kong.
Yeah, the cool one who I think it's Donkey Kong 64. Like, you fight the last boss and he actually defeats Donkey Kong, but then Funky Kong shows up and shoots him with a bazooka made out of a log and he just dies.
Oh, wow. I feel like even back then, like when that game came out, the whole like surfers are really cool thing was already over.
Yeah.
But they went with it anyway. And I think he should have been called Gnarly Kong.
Yeah.
I think Bodacious Kong would have been okay.
Tubular.
That's too many syllables.
Tubular Kong.
Groovy Kong.
Groovy Kong.
Mondo Kong.
Mondo Kong.
All the Super Mario World special names.
Yeah, Mondo Kong.
Tsunami Kong. For that time he wants to ride that really big wave.
Hala Kong.
Is that where he goes to Germany and kills all the Hebrew Kongs?
Kong 11.
It was, you know, people always talk about the Jews that died in the Holocaust. But Hitler also killed a lot of gorillas.
A lot of Kongs.
He killed so many gorillas. That they call that the Holocong.
Hitler was also known by his other name, King K. Rule.
You know how like crazy people are always talking about how all these powerful government figures are actually reptilians?
Yeah.
That was Hitler.
It's King K. Rule, yeah.
He was actually an alligator. Oh, man. That King K. Rule.
Donkey Kong.
Holocong. I'm just picturing these horrible CG apes in ties with like blonde wigs on and shit. Just getting gassed or digging their own graves and then being shot and dropped into them.
Oh. Getting tattoos.
Yep.
Donkey Kong like hiding in an attic.
Hiding under the floorboards like the beginning of Inglourious Basterds.
When he keeps a diary, does he write it with his feces?
Come on now, Don, that's racist.
He patterns it out in Morse code on his bongo controller.
Don't be a bigot, Don.
Well, dang, it seems like I finally crossed the line.
Yeah, oh, and also Cranky Kong can jump on his walking stick like DuckTales.
Ooh.
So that means he's OP.
Did you guys ever play the Donkey Kong music game for the GameCube?
Jungle Beat.
Jungle Beat, the one that I just brought up. Yeah, I have that game. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I actually love that game. I've played it all the time.
I've never played it.
The game's okay. It hurts my hands after a while.
Really?
Yeah. I clap really hard.
Excited. Did you actually clap your hands together?
Yes.
Because I just
tells you to clap.
All you have to do is slap the sides of the controller and it does.
No,
the same
it tells
thing.
You to clap though.
Yeah, but you don't need to. You can just.
I don't think you're in the Donkey Kong spirit.
Did you guys ever?
Wait, are you talking about the? You're talking about still talking about Jungle Beat, right?
Talking about
no, you don't.
What
have,
were you talking about?
I'm talking about Jungle Beat.
Did you guys ever play
Jungle Beat?
Do you guys ever play Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix?
Yeah, I have that.
I have that. It's a special...
That was the only Dance Dance Revolution game that I really liked.
It was the only one that I ever bought. I got the dance pad somewhere.
Didn't that one have, like, power-ups in some of the notes or something?
I don't really remember. I remember, like, I think a pirate ship with Bob-ombs or something.
All I really remember is at the end, you do like the Bowser's Castle theme because you're going against Bowser, and Bowser is really good at dancing. He is straight crushing it.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Okay.
I have to pee. I have to pee like crazy. And, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know that I want to take a break and do more of this.
Whatever this is.
Yeah, so I think I might just end it. What do you think, Bames?
Cranky Kong.
Cranky Kong.
Yeah, I don't have anything else except like a dream I had. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, isn't bringing up a dream actually the worst?
I've been having a lot of Gilmore Girls dreams lately. I can't really remember them, but I wake up and I remember that I was dreaming about the Gilmore Girls. And then I get mad because I've woken up and I'm back in real life.
I thought it was like you can't remember the exact details and you wanted to write it down.
Well, I can't remember the exact details and I wish I had written it down because it was blissful. I remember that much. But anyway,
I was happy there.
I was happy there. That's a problem with dreams. It's always a disappointment to wake up. I guess it would be different if I had a lot of nightmares. I pretty much never have nightmares. So... thanks for listening, everybody. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581, or you can go to the forum, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, or you can go to the Facebook or the Twitter, facebook.com/idchat, or twitter.com/idchat. You can go to the Spreadshirt and buy shirts, idchat.spreadshirt.com. You can give me all your money. There's a big donate button on the main page of the website, and that is basically the deal. Don...
What's up?
Thanks for listening, Don. You specifically. You specifically. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just doing my listenerly duties.
Don, I will check you next week.
Oh, I appreciate that, Kyle.
Word.